You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
March Madness being discussed heavily on the internet. We are now officially in March Madness. Everything's happening, and a lot of people were, some people were upset by the games that have already aired, saying, "This my team should have been in there. We would have seen better basketball."
Whatever. It wouldn't have mattered how many teams they put in there. Somebody's going to always complain, which is part of what makes it fun. That's why I don't like these play-in games anyway.
Yeah, but aren't there about 300 teams in the tournament? 300 to 1,000 teams, it seems like, in the tournament.
Or 64.
This might as well be 1,000. Yeah, and I know I'm the weird one in this whole deal, because it's like one in three Americans will fill out a bracket and be all into March Madness. This is a statistic I saw this morning.
Yeah,
I don't know that I believe it, that it's that high, but
that seemed really high. Yeah. 33% of the country is going to fill out a bracket. It's possible, I guess.
I think the max in here would be 1 out of 4. I don't know if Ace doesn't, but I don't think either.
I made a note to myself to remind myself to do one today, because there's a contest I want to enter.
There we are. We're 1 in 4.
I'm not very good, but yeah, I do it for fun every year. I haven't done it the past couple of years.
Yeah, and do you draw it out yourself with a ruler and the whole thing?
No.
Well, then you ain't doing it right, then. No. And you're cheating. You're cheating.
I don't know how anybody would do that.
You know who does that? Somebody that puts on old school softball tournaments is good at that, and drawing it on a poster.
Yeah, well,
and putting it up on the concession stand outside of the concession stand wall.
I am not that guy.
Me either.
Single elimination, I'd be okay. Double elimination is going to throw me a curve.
Star Wars is trending this morning because there's a new show, a new Star Wars show premiering on Disney Plus soon, June 4th. It's called The Acolyte, and it doesn't have any, like, I didn't see dang Luke Skywalker. I didn't see dang
Buzz Lightyear.
But none of that.
Ain't no Darth Vader in Darth it.
That's who I was thinking. There's no Darth Vader. It's like about a Jedi assassin, I think. It's called The Acolyte. They said the budget was about $50 million. And the trailer debuted on the internet yesterday. It looks very cool if you're into Star Wars.
Yeah, because Riggins, Star Wars, though, now is so far beyond just Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader.
I know.
They're not even involved in most of this stuff.
Yeah, this takes place before they're even around in the universe of Star Wars.
Before little Darth was even a thought. Mm-hmm. And Darth's daddy's eyes.
They got prequels. They got sequels. They got new things from different worlds.
Like, I don't know.
They call it Star Wars, but you don't know what the hell it means about half of that.
Yeah.
Unless you're really into it.
I'm not against sequels, per se. You could have 100. So look at, like, the Rocky series. Right. It's the prequels that I'm against.
Hate a prequel.
I hate it because it's nothing but a flashback, and then you got to try to keep up with what time it, and who did this, and then they became what. It's just stupid. I think Congress should outlaw prequels.
I love that.
I never thought of it that way, TJ, because TJ hates prequels. TJ hates flashbacks. Any prequel is just a 2-hour flashback.
Right, and you got to go, wait, what was he in the other one? Like, how many years ahead is the one we've already seen? It's just, I don't like going back in a time machine. I can go forward sometimes, not back.
I absolutely love that. And it's also National Ravioli Day. So enjoy. Rob, very excited about National Ravioli Day.
You're very excited for ravioli, Rob.
And those are a few things that are now trending.
Before today, the greatest thing I had ever heard that came out of a courtroom was when someone objected to an attorney's point or question that he was asking. The judge said, "Sustained," and the other attorney said, "Oh, that ain't right, cuz." That was until today, and we'll play the clip that we have today coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications.
Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and TJ Prime Rewards members, here is your Ace and TJ podcast and radio show secret word for Wednesday, March 20th. Warm. Again, that word is warm. If you're not an Ace TJ Prime member yet, go to our app and join today or go to acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
One genre of videos on the internet ranks up there really high with me, and that's when you get clips that are crazy from courtrooms. Just a minute ago, Rob reminded us one of the best ones is the guy standing in handcuffs in his orange coveralls, and the attorney is reading the charges and say that he said, "Girl, you are thicker than a bowl of oatmeal." And then he just has a smug look on his face and points with his handcuffs on like, "Yeah, I said that." That's hilarious. The various clips that aren't violent, you know, I like those too, but the ones that are funny, the guy wearing the stolen jersey in front of the judge, yeah. And you know, that he's accused of stealing. Well, this one comes from the case of one Mr. Young Thug. There's a man named Adrian Bean, and he's one of the people the state is trying to use to establish that that Young Thug was involved in a shooting that took place in September of 2013. Now, in other words, this is a witness for the prosecution. And, you know, when he first was questioned by police and all, he was saying that, you know, Young Thug did this and Young Thug did that, and then they brought him up as a witness one other time, and he was like, "You know what, my memory is kind of messed up. I don't remember a whole lot." So, you know, the prosecution is still just trying to get something out of him, right. And he was sitting in court yesterday, and they were speaking to him, and this was his response in the courtroom.
Man, can I get a water or something? I'm so high right now, y'all. I'm about to go to sleep on y'all here. I ain't gonna tell you no lie.
I'm so high right now, I'm about to fall asleep on y'all.
And then he follows it up with, I'm so high.
Sitting at the table.
I'm about to fall asleep on y'all right now.
Can I get some water or something?
Let's hear that. I'm
about to fall asleep. Can I get a water or something? I'm so high right now, y'all. I'm about to go to sleep on y'all here. I ain't gonna tell you no lie.
Yeah. I ain't gonna tell you no lie. Man. Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Like, you know, they're sitting there going, "Come on, man. We wouldn't even be fooling with you if you weren't, you know, the bottom of the barrel that we're trying to get as a witness here."
This trial's been going on for like 3 years now. Yeah. So they're really, you're right. They're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
They're like, "Come on, man.
Can I get a water or something?"
Yeah, because I mean, I think that is going to be, you know, the DA having to look and go, "Okay, the thread by which we were hanging is even thinner now. It's weaker."
Can I get a water or something? I'm so high right now, y'all. I'm about to go to sleep on y'all ass.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
He's wearing a COVID mask as well. He's there wearing a black COVID mask. But then again, you know, a lot of court trials could be boring. Ariana Grande is divorced, and her ex-husband got quite a little payoff to go away. We'll talk about that coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Make sure you go in and check out the Ace and TJ store. We still got that up and going. I had some of the Ace and TJ hot sauce this morning. Put it on some grits. I like my grits spicy. So we've got hoodies and t-shirts and hats and that hot sauce and all colors of the Ace and TJ designer clothing at acetj.com/store. Go get it. So Ariana Grande and her now ex-husband, Dalton Gomez, they finalized their divorce, and he got a one-time payout of $1.25 million. Some people would call that a million and a quarter. Or if you're really cool, you would call it a mil and a quarter. Well, good for him.
How long were they married?
Good for him.
Maybe a year.
I don't know. But I think he should have gotten more. I think he should have gotten a lot more.
Why?
Well, I mean, she did him wrong, didn't she?
I don't know.
I mean, he had to, you know, he had to sleep with that old thing. Didn't he deserve more than a little over $1 million? I think so, just for that alone. But no, this is the reason, though. It is, and I think a lot of women look at it this way, that this is one of the reasons why, and it proves why Ariana Grande can only get ugly men, because she's crazy. Like, she's so hard to deal with because she's so out there and everything, that's why she only messes with ugly men. Because any woman that's as beautiful as she is that has to resort to more than one ugly guy in a row, something's wrong with her.
Who was before this guy? Pete Davidson?
I think Pete, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But this guy was not bad looking.
Right, but this one she's with now, she, you know, allegedly stole him from his wife and the whole thing.
There's something that, about that. Oof, yeah.
He's ugly as a mud fence daubed with lizards. I mean, this is not a handsome boy, I'm telling you.
No.
He is not handsome at all. And that's why, I mean, you get women who are so difficult to deal with. Only men that'll put up with them are ugly men. They got to date and marry, you know, somebody beneath them looks wise, who will treat them like a prize and put up with their crap. Good looking man wouldn't put up with any craziness for very long.
Yeah.
And even the ugly ones get tired of it, you know, after a while. It just takes them longer.
It just takes them longer because they got to put up with more.
So is she still with this guy that she, they said she's, broke up his marriage and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And what's his name?
You know? Ethan Slater, I think.
What was he doing on Broadway or something?
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob, that's right. He looks like SpongeBob.
Yeah, you can't be super handsome and play SpongeBob. I was like, it's just not going to work.
I mean, he looks like SpongeBob, too.
It's like, I'm starring in the biopic of Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
I'm playing the part of Steve.
Damn.
Oof. Very coveted role.
Yeah, but he's walking around acting like, you know, he's got a prize.
Looks
wise he does, but she might make life miserable for him.
Yeah. and I had a whole baby and a wife and all. Just like, all right, see ya.
He's like, I'm getting out of this bell tower and going out with this beauty.
SpongeBob is taking me places.
All right, what are millennial men worried about more than anything else when it comes to their hygiene? I'll tell you, coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
I can't remember whether it was on my TJ's podcast thing or whether we talked about it in here about how nasty it is when people are smelling fingers. May have been on the podcast deal, but there's a survey of millennial men, and it says that 25% of millennial men are self-conscious about the way their hands smell. You know, and they're acting like this is just millennial men and what they worry about with hygiene and all that, like BO and this, that, and the other. But everybody worries about that, is self-conscious about that. You never want to stink.
Yeah.
You always have to make sure I don't stink. But it's... Are y'all walking around smelling your hands all the time, Riggins? It's, Rob, y'all are millennial men.
Never even occurred to me that my hands would smell. Never.
Yeah.
You smell fine today, at least.
But, you know, I'm about manners. And there's no way that you can look cool or sophisticated if you're smelling your hands. Smelling your fingers it's like picking your nose. I put it up there on the same shelf with picking your nose. Smelling your hands is close to that.
Is there a way to do it where you're smelling your hand without, like, just like maybe you, like,
I think
you
rub it's your mouth? No, I think it's,
I don't know,
it's
hard.
You hold your fingers up, like maybe two of your fingers,
yeah,
and drag them underneath your nose like that.
Well, that's
like that.
Totally inappropriate in a social setting.
You might as well be. And it is different when you smell, when you're smelling the palms of your hands, like when you put your hands up like that. It's when you turn crook your fingers down, like a man looking at his fingernails, and then
like you're trying to smell your knuckles.
Smelling his hand, his fingertips. Smelling your fingertips is always nastier looking to me than if you just put your hands up. And it doesn't matter whether you're smelling them because they smell good, like you just wash hands. Oh, that soap smells good. You can't do it and look sophisticated.
No. You look like that cheerleader that, you know, smells her fingers.
I put my...
Molly Shannon?
She's in my armpits when I get nervous. And smell, like
it's
that.
So weird.
Yeah, and there's very a reason why like that's a funny character doing that.
Yeah.
Because you're not supposed to be doing it.
So gross.
And you never done that?
Riggles? Never.
I would question someone's sanity if I saw them sniffing their hands somewhere.
Yeah. But is that worse than somebody going, oh man, I think that soap smells good. Smell my hands.
Yeah. Smell that.
Yeah. I don't see the difference as far as social etiquette in smelling your fingers in front of a bunch of people or smelling somebody else's.
No, it's so gross.
But again, only if they ask you to smell their fingers.
Yeah, well.
Or they smell your hand. Like, hey, smell my hand. Smell my. But if you just walk up to them and you just kind of, can I see your hand for a minute? That's going to be kind of weird.
How close do you have to be to somebody to ask them to smell your hand, though? You got to be pretty
real
close.
Yeah, you got
to
be real close.
You can't just do that with an acquaintance.
You've got to be very close.
Know, Riggins, you can't do that with the lady that works at the store every Friday when you get beer.
No.
Just because you know her.
Can I smell your hands?
Yeah. Put your beer bowl together. Hey, by the way,
I think I got beer on my hand. Smell that.
And see if that's what
I'm a Powerball ticket.
I love you all, but if you ask me to smell your hands, I'm not going to do it.
Well, I would hope not, Rob. Yeah.
You said it's close. We're really close.
What if you were about to get fired?
You better smell my hands, boy.
All right, so now trending. I got that. That's going to be good. It's coming up next, right?
Right.
All right.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So Whoopi Goldberg has admitted that she was on the sauce, not alcohol, Mounjaro, the weight loss drug. She announced that yesterday on The View. She said she was up to 300 pounds, but lost 30 pounds with the help of Mounjaro, which is like Ozempic. I think it's kind of the...
It's a different brand.
I think it's the same thing, just maybe not the same.
Yeah, just different pile.
It's a different medicine, yeah.
But it is a different medicine.
It does the same thing.
But it's made by the same people Ozempic is made by, right?
I don't know that information, but I know it's a different... I almost said drug, but I don't like...
Just a different name.
But no, it's a different medication completely, though.
It is? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it helps you lose a lot of weight.
Yeah, it's more for weight loss than Ozempic. Ozempic is mostly for diabetes.
Okay. Well, I like that all these celebrities are not afraid to say, like, hey, I use this thing, and it helped me a lot. And, I think it's just going to drive up popularity of this stuff, though, and it's going to be harder to get for people that genuinely really need it.
I mean, like, who wouldn't want to look like Whoopi? I mean, come on.
Whoopi's attractive. He's got it going.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
He's got it.
You know what makes her even more attractive? How brilliant she is.
Kate Middleton is trending again today. They found out, this is kind of wild. So when she was in the hospital for that abdominal surgery, they found out that somebody that worked as a staffer at the hospital tried to sneak a look at her medical records, and they got caught. So, I mean, I guess it's naturally tempting to say, if somebody famous comes in, you're like, let me go see what's doing with them. But you're not supposed to do that.
You're a dirt bag if you do that. You're a trash person.
It says they got caught in the act. So good. I literally picture, like, old school, like, the big filing cabinet, like, searching through, you know, those folders. And
I picture it being out. Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
In a comedy skit.
Yeah, in the middle of the night. Isn't that crazy?
That's trash if you're doing that.
They still have like files at the end of a patient's bed at
a hospital. I think we're way past that, Rob.
Okay, just make sure. Just on TV shows.
Somebody always switches them. Take the person who doesn't, you know, who's in there for headaches, get his appendix taken out.
Rob's only ever seen hospitals in sitcoms.
Yeah, the last movie he saw too was Disorderly with the Fat Boys in the 80s.
And then James Bond is trending because there's the rumor out that Aaron Taylor Johnson is going to be the next 007. And here's what he looks like. Now, does this look like James Bond to you?
He's a good-looking man.
He's very good-looking.
The answer is no.
Well, they'll probably clean him up, cut his hair and stuff, right?
Got to cut the hair probably. But people freaked out when Daniel Craig was cast as James Bond because he was blonde and blue eyed, and no one had ever seen a James Bond that was blonde and blue eyed.
Still a fictional character, so it can got to be different things.
Yeah, people get very attached to James Bond for some reason. Now I love the Daniel Craig movies; they were great James Bond movies.
But one thing they're complaining about this guy is because he's from Arkansas.
Really? They don't like that?
No, I'm kidding. I was going to say, there's no way. There's no way.
I was like, I don't think that's true.
That cannot be true.
So those are just a few things that are now trending.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So a little while ago, TJ was talking about how he said there was a study out that millennial men are nervous about the way their hands smell. And there was a study out that said like a lot of them are.
Yeah, 25% of millennial men are obsessing over how their hands smell.
I thought that was crazy until I thought about it. So years ago, I had a procedure called Miradry, and it's this laser that they shoot under your armpits, and it eliminates like 87% of your sweat glands, and it's supposed to get rid of sweat and odor and a little bit of hair too, I think. But every time I talk about that, I always get DM. It's the most common thing people ask me about. Can I ask you about that procedure? Mm-hmm. But nobody ever wants it done on their armpits. They want it done on their hands.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, is there a connection to that? Like, are people freaked out about the sweating of their hands more than the sweating under their armpits?
Yeah, there's a condition. I don't know the name of it, but there's a condition that makes your hands sweat profusely, not for no reason. It just, your sweat glands in your hands just produce a lot of sweat. And it's not that they worry about it stinking. I don't think it's stinky sweat. I think it's just always wet. And they even make these things that you put your hands in water and all, and it kind of shocks your hands to stop that condition.
Really?
And they make creams that stop sweating for hands, like lotions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably what they want.
You always know when somebody deals with sweaty hands, because like when you go to shake their hand, they always do that really quick.
Yeah.
Like quick on their hand. And you're like, that's got to be so like on the top of their mind all the time. When they're at parties and events, they're like, oh God, I got to figure out. That's got to be just nerve wracking. So I wonder if that's why.
I've been more self-conscious about that, Regan, since you said my phone is always greasy when because my skin's so oily that even my hands are greasy. Every time you have to look at my phone,
I didn't.
I'm like, oh God.
I would never bring up something like that if you don't mention all the time how oily you are.
I know, but I didn't know it was in my hands too.
Bad news for you.
I can't even see your phone. It's so creepy. Look at that. Look at your mouse pad. Thing, what do you call it?
The track pad.
Oh my God!
It's, you could see when the light hits it. It's just grease, like just looks like a pizza pie. So gross. So I need to defend one member of the Ace and TJ show, because for many years this person said they enjoyed this one specific product. No one believed it was a real thing. But today, vindication comes for one member of the Ace and TJ show. We'll get to it next.
This is the Ace and TJ show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Oh.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Chick-fil-A is kind of known for their exceptional customer service, usually getting your order correct the first time so you don't have to go back through the drive-thru. But this is unusual for even Chick-fil-A, I think. Chick-fil-A is doing pizza now. Chick-fil-A is doing pizza topped with chicken and pickles, and I don't totally get the point of doing it. It's called the Chick-fil-A pizza pie, mozzarella cheese, chopped Chick-fil-A nuggets, drizzled with a Chick-fil-A sauce, served with pickles. Here's what the picture looks like.
I'm going to have to.
I would try it.
I'm going to try it, but it's not what I go to Chick-fil-A for.
Yeah.
I'm going to change my mind. I'm not going to try that.
Yeah, I'll try that.
I'm just going to keep eating the chicken sandwich.
Well, I'm not into pickles on pizza. No. It's not my thing.
Yeah, but that's more like a sandwich because it doesn't have, you know, it doesn't have tomato sauce and all that stuff on it.
Yeah.
It's just Chick-fil-A sauce on bread with pickles and it's like an open-faced sandwich more than a pizza.
Yeah.
But it does have mozzarella on it, so I guess that, yeah.
Something. But for years, Ace talked about, well, first of all, today's National Ravioli Day. And for years, Ace talked about eating these things called raviolios, and no one believed they were a real thing. Well, they are a real thing. They're made by Campbell's. You could still purchase them on store shelves.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, quickly shot down as something that wasn't real. But it was just something that wasn't very popular. So what is that thing for you? You loved it, but no one's going to remember it. No one's going to remember this, but what is that one thing for you? It might have been a song. It might have been a restaurant. It might have been a fashion trend that you fully embraced. What is it? And maybe you'll find some people in your, you know, on the internet that remember and loved it as much as you did.
There was a TV show in the 80s. It was a sitcom called The Finelli Boys. And it was about these this Italian family. And one of the stars of the show was the guy that plays on Law and Order SVU, the main guy on
really?
That. Yeah.
And never heard of that show.
Yeah, it was funny. It didn't last very long, but at the time, it was pretty funny.
I think there's going to be shows like that, like that were really good. Like there was a show called Happy Endings that nobody remembers, and it was fantastic.
It was so funny. That was a funny show.
Is that the one with Tom Hanks' son?
No. But I know he's been in a couple of things that have been great, but he just can't seem to get a stick and roll.
I'll give you one from the early 90s. It was on Fox. It was a show that came on Sunday nights. It was called Herman's Head. Yeah. And I loved Herman's Head. And nobody else I think TJ watched it, but they're like nobody else even knew it existed. I was like, why is somebody watching this? It's funny. Herman's Head. It was never heard of that. Yeah,
one.
It was funny.
So what is that thing for you? It can be anything, but you really loved it. A store. I don't know. It really anything. At the Ace TJ Show on social media. We'll get your answers next.
It's radio. It's a podcast. It's the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show. More next.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
No one's going to remember this, but I loved it. Now, I didn't realize there's an inherent problem in doing something like this because we got a lot of answers on this question. And I'm having to Google every single one of them because I don't know what the hell anybody's talking about. Like, what is that?
And it's also with people's ages being so far apart. Ace and I remember TV shows that y'all weren't even born.
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of that's bound to happen. But some of these are kind of wild. Like somebody said, when Campbell's used to have wonton soup. What is that? Ooh. But it's true. They used to sell wonton soup.
Wow. In a can. Why not? Campbell's though. Chicken wonton. Look at that.
It's not just a Chinese.
I've never heard of that before.
Restaurants, you know, only you could have gotten it in a can. So that was real. Somebody said, now this looks more old school, so this might be something you guys remember. Nuts candy? K-N-U-T-S. They look like chocolate-covered peanuts.
No. I didn't.
Nothing?
I didn't
know that. No memory of that. Here's one that I do remember when it came out. Brandy said the perfume Electric Youth by Debbie Gibson.
Oh, yeah.
Debbie Gibson was a huge star in the late 80s. Mid to late 80s. And okay. Yeah, she had a perfume called Electric Youth.
That was one of her songs. Her album.
Do you guys remember S.W. Graham cereal?
What?
Look at that.
Yeah, no. I did. I saw that one. I don't remember.
Oh, this
that.
Is the best cereal ever.
From 1989 to 1991, if that long it was around. It was thick squares like mini wheats and tasted exactly like graham crackers.
They're huge. I mean, they're the size of like Post-it notes.
I'd probably like it. Really? If they taste like graham crackers, yeah, I like graham crackers.
It's not sweet enough for you. You like sweet.
Oh, I put sugar on it. Honey. I drizzle of honey all over.
Okay, well, how about this one? Krista said, Take Five candy bar before they became Reese's Take Five. When they were in the red package, they were so much better. It was so much better.
I didn't know they got rid of the regular ones.
Mm. And that may have been back when they were still called, those other ones were still called $100,000 bars. Instead of 100 grand.
Yeah, the $100,000 bar was delicious. Yeah.
And somebody was talking about Score candy bars were their favorite as a child. S-K-O-R.
I've never heard of that before.
Never heard of it.
I think I've heard of that.
Biker Mice from Mars, a cartoon. Rob,
oh, do you, anything? That was a good one. Yeah, I remember that.
Biker Mice from Mars?
Yeah.
sounds great.
I like how they just spell it all out in the title.
Yeah, there's no ambiguity.
Yeah.
No.
Ambiguity.
I necessarily said that. I was like, crap.
But I wonder what that was about.
With hearts as big as their helmets, Throttle, Vinny, and Moto, the Biker Mice from Mars are back.
Are you doing that from memory?
No, I'm reading it.
Oh, thank God.
Rob, what's the year on that? Is that
1993.
Okay, so that's post-Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah, they were definitely biting on it.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was going for that year.
So those are great. At the Ace TJ Show, if you have one of your own. I can't wait to read more of those this afternoon.
Yeah, Riggins and Al Trending coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
My poor Justin Timberlake, things are just not going great with your new album. None of the songs are tracking on Spotify's top 200, which is really not good.
Ooh, none of them in the top 200.
Doesn't look that way. Crazy. And just in comparison, Casey Musgraves, who I love, also has an album out that came out on Friday. Like 8 of those songs are in the top 200. So I don't know. It's just, it's not working. But
and Joey Fatone said, hey, look, we're not all just sitting around waiting on Justin to call us and come do something.
Crazy paparazzi interview.
He was like, we're all doing stuff. As a matter of fact, sometimes Justin calls and then we're busy. We're not just sitting around waiting on King Justin to call us before we'll have something to do. We're all working on things.
That was definitely the angle. They're like, so you just wait around and TMZ has the video on it. And they're like, they want you to know they're not just a booty call. You know, Justin can't just call him up and they're coming at his.
But it is very insulting to say, you guys just sitting around waiting on Justin to reform NSYNC. And they're like, no, because they do all Well, I don't especially know about all him. Of them. But
especially Joey Fatone. I think Joey Fatone probably is busy and booked and stuff like that.
I think Lance Bass is probably busy and booked.
Probably as well. But I bet you.
Chris Kirkpatrick is what you're saying.
Chris Kirkpatrick, if he gets that call from Justin Timberlake, he's booking the red eye. He's getting his butt over there.
He may have a bag that's packed. Sitting over there waiting for that.
Speak for yourself. I'm down whenever Justin calls, which is fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You had one of the biggest bands of all time. Of course people want to see you together. So I don't think it's a slam, but the way the paparazzi asks and then keeps asking about it, I think can be a little obnoxious.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it can be a little obnoxious, but it is funny. They're talking about rebooting Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader with Travis Kelce. I think that's actually a really good choice. I would like to see him do more hosting because he's not you like Jeff Foxworthy, right? He hosted it. You kind of don't want somebody like Ben Stein or Alex Trebek to host something like that. You kind of want somebody who's
more relaxed, more casual.
Yeah, and kind of has the perception of not being the most brilliant person on earth. So I think that would be fine. And I'm not saying Travis Kelce is dumb, but he's kind of, you know, big, you know, meathead, kind of a meathead, but he's likable. So I think this is actually a perfect job for him, if it's true.
Yeah, the stereotype fits well.
Yeah, but I would imagine there's 100 shows that would like to have Travis Kelce host them right now. I mean, Pyramid, I mean, there's 1,000 of them. So this is just one of them. But I think this would be a good match for him. And that's what's now trending.
The entire world, it seems, has been watching this documentary about Nickelodeon. One person in particular has seen it and commented on it. And it's the one person that everybody wanted to hear from. Next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it now, available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Okay, this Nickelodeon documentary has come out and has a lot of people talking. It's called Quiet on the Set: The Dark Side of Kids TV. This came out Friday.
It's a couple of episodes,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah, I think the first couple came out, started on Friday, and essentially, it's about how bad things were behind the scenes of all of these Nickelodeon shows through the years, whether it was iCarly or
all that, the Amanda that, show.
And the guy that everybody was most curious about, Dan Schneider, who was the executive producer of all of these shows, has watched the docuseries. And in a video interview yesterday, he said it was, quote, very difficult, end quote, to watch. Quote, I definitely owe some people a pretty strong apology, end quote. Then he added, I wish I could go back, especially to those earlier years of my career, and bring the growth and the experience that I have now and just do a better job and never, ever feel like it was okay to be in hole to anyone, ever, end quote. Schneider agreed that some jokes the kids told on those Nickelodeon shows crossed a line, and that he's all for going back now and cutting them. He admitted that he engaged in some pretty bad behavior while in writers' rooms. He admitted that he never should have asked anyone on the set to give him massages. Quote, I'd never do it today. I'm embarrassed that I did it then. I apologize to anybody that I've put in that situation, end quote. Doesn't change anything. Because what's he supposed to say?
Yeah.
That's all he can say now. That's all he can say.
And the fact that it was, you know, a lot of that stuff, the bad behavior was connected to kids, makes it even worse than anything else.
No matter what stage you are in your career, when you're dealing with kids, you should be super cautious, no matter what. And clearly they weren't asking kids to give him massages. It's creepy and dirty.
Or, you know, some of the jokes that they were slipping in for kids to say that were off color and, you know, things like that.
Kids that didn't really understand what the jokes were, didn't understand what the lines were. But just thought it was interesting that he actually came out and made a statement yesterday after finally seeing the documentary.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
I heard something yesterday and it sounds, oh my God, it reminded me, Riggins, it made me laugh because it's your thoughts about bro country. Thanks to AI. And it's classic. Next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
You'll be shocked to know that I'm not big with using AI. I don't use it for a lot of stuff. But this I love. There's a YouTube page. It's called There, I Ruined It. And they did their best impression of the music genre bro country, featuring some AI. So they say, this is what bro country sounds like to someone who doesn't really listen to country music.
Truck jeans, beer, girl, creek boots, truck, tan legs, train, dog, beer, Dixie cup. Got a beer in my beer and a Chevy in my truck. Got a dog at the wheel, cut off jeans, truck, dirt road, back road, beer.
That's exactly how I picture When Riggins sings those songs.
It doesn't even sound fake. That sounds real.
It sounds like a Luke Bryan song.
Yeah, it sounds like a better Luke Bryan song, quite honestly.
It sounds exactly like a Luke Bryan song.
That's what it is. Beers, trucks.
Dixie cup.
Cup, I mean, it's
tan legs.
And I know that's not all of the songs, but it's a lot of them. It seemed like for a while.
And bro country is where it's just described as not really living the country life. You just, you know, try to put all of these stereotypes into the music. Is that what that is? I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's more of that younger male, almost like more
all about partying,
party and country. Yeah. You know, about how we're gonna have a bonfire and that kind of thing. Let's say they're pretty much a generic country songs, so to speak. Yeah. And this is, you know, I think we've all felt this if you have kids that have been in school, but hopefully you didn't react this way. A father in Ohio was arrested after continuously calling his kid to elementary school and the police because his kid was getting too much homework. This is the Oxford, Ohio police detective talking about what happened. And then you'll hear a clip of a little bit of one of the calls.
Basically, the parent didn't like that his child was getting homework, so he decided he was going to call the school and call the school repeatedly over and over again. He calls dispatch, I think it was 18 times roughly.
I want to talk to Chief.
Leave a voicemail if he doesn't answer.
I'm being very nice.
Well, then come to the police department and we'll call the chief in and you can talk to him in person.
I pay for him. He can come to my house.
Well, I'm going to send some officers out to your house to talk to you in person since you won't stop calling.
So he calls the cops 18 times because his kid is getting too much homework. Yeah. Because the principal wouldn't talk to him at the school. So he's like, I'm calling the cops.
Wow.
I'm calling the police chief.
Yeah, they do give them too much homework.
Do they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Typically, yes.
Because basically, they're doing the work the teacher should be doing at home.
If you had to pick one, what is your most gluttonous moment? Next.
It's radio. It's a podcast. It's the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show. More next. Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So yesterday, I have a bad habit of being a snacker around the house, like chips, peanuts. Love that kind of stuff. I could, a lot of times I would just rather do that all day than make a meal. But we had this thing of peanuts at the house, and my wife reminded me, hey, we're going to be eating soon, like I was a third grader. And I said, I'm aware of that. And she goes, well, I mean, you know, history tells us. She kind of looks at me like, well, you know. And I get it. Okay, history tells us that I am prone to just sit here and eat all these and not really be hungry in an hour when we have dinner. I get it. But I looked at the container and thought, I've eaten, like, and I know in the past, I've eaten half of this thing. And it's like almost like a half pound of peanuts. That's an insane number. And I go back to that time that we were on the one of our charity trips to Disney World. And I was just laying on the bed watching the World Series because it was in October at the end of the night. And I reached into that bag and thought, those little donuts. And I, oh my God, I didn't realize I've eaten an entire bag of donuts.
Yeah, that's not good.
If you had to pick one, if somebody said, what's your most gluttonous moment? Is there a moment that pops into your mind? That bag of donuts haunts me to this day. That was a lot of donuts.
Yeah, mine was an Italian restaurant in St. John, at the Virgin Islands vacation.
Yeah.
I ate so much, I had to tell my kids to stop trying to talk to me afterward.
I remember you telling us this story.
I can't talk. I'm miserable. Because, you know, the best Italian food is in the Virgin Islands.
That's what they say.
The most authentic.
Mambo Italiano.
That was heavy.
And it was hot. I had sunburn.
Yeah. God, that's even better. Your head's hot and sunburn. Rob, can you think of your most gluttonous moment?
Not like a specific moment, but for when I was younger, I had a card to get buy one, get one free, Little Caesars. So I got it. Like I ate a full pizza like 5 days in a row.
Yeah, I would count that as one specific occasion.
Oh, yeah. I thought it needed to be like one meal.
No, that's like a large pizza. You just ate one by yourself every day, 5 days in a row.
It was super cheap. It was like $2.50 per pizza because it was when they were $5. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Wow.
Can you think of one, Riggins?
Yeah, well, I mean, we were on a kick there, drink a lot of beer in college. You drink a lot of beer and then go get the what do they call the box from Taco Bell where it had all the
party box.
The party pack.
You ate the whole party pack?
Go through 10, I think it was 10 tacos at the time. Yeah, 10 soft shell tacos like it was nothing.
Those were the days, huh?
This is the Ace and TJ Show.